I put up a clip of the movie from the movie The Avengers. It's stirring. I want to read the short little script of what went on there. There is Loki in a crowd. And Loki in that movie is a demonic figure. He's got the horns coming out. He's meant to look like the devil. And he stands before the crowd and he says, "Kneel before me." I said, "Kneel." And they all go down. And he goes on to say, "Is this not simpler? Is this not your natural state? It's the unspoken truth of humanity that you crave subjugation. The bright lure of freedom diminishes your life's joy in a mad scramble for power, for identity. You were made to be ruled. In the end, you will always kneel." Then an elderly man stands amongst the crowd, kneeling. Fear. He says, "Not to men like you." Loki says, "There are no men like me." And the old man says, "There are always men like you." My friend, we podcast together, Doug Berry, wrote this, and I thought it was just an illuminated moment. He said, "There is a spoken and unspoken pressure being put on us to kneel before the mob's agenda to divide and destroy the country. They want us to kneel, both figuratively and literally. Our loyalty is being tested, as is our resolve. Two of the most intimidating tactics used are fear and guilt. Now is not the time to buckle under this pressure. This is the time to speak loud and clear that before God alone will we kneel. Evil has erupted everywhere. It's manifesting itself in rage and division. You turn on the TV, you can see it plain. But even we're seeing that amongst each other. Rage and division. This afternoon, holy souls are going to gather. People of faith who will not kneel before the mob, but only kneel before God. This is the feast of Corpus Christi today, the feast of the holy body blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to take our Lord, and we're going to push out the darkness with this light. Holy souls, quietly, peacefully, lovingly in procession. What's fascinating about today as well is it's Flag Day. I got 200 flags in my car already, mainly for the kids. Let the kids have them first, okay? But what's also fascinating is that as well on this date, on June 14th today, 1954, with the encouragement of the Knights of Columbus, President Eisenhower inserted the words into the Pledge of Allegiance, the words, "Under God. Before God alone will I kneel." My brothers and sisters, there's a mob trying to push out God from our country. We will not stand for it. We will kneel for it. You know, it's interesting that in the words, in the prayer of the Our Father, "Give us this day our daily bread." Do you know that the more perfect translation of that is, give us this day our super substantial bread. There's a word from the Greek that actually the Matthew and Luke made it up. It doesn't exist anywhere else in the Bible. It doesn't exist anywhere else in Greek liturgy. They were trying to bring the words of our Lord in the Hebrew, and this is all they could find to do this. Epiusios from the Greek literally means super substantial bread, supernatural bread. My Lord and my God, this is who we kneel before. This morning, as I was praying my morning office, it came up. I'm actually starting to choke up because this prayer is so important to me. And it came up today of all days, because it does appear occasionally in the prayers. It's Psalm 63. I don't want to share it with you today, if I can. O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remembered you. On you I mused through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. Before I speak this next line, I want you to know, this is going to sound weird, but often when I pray this prayer, I do this at this point. My soul clings for you. Your right hand holds me fast. You alone, Lord, I will kneel.